Frac sand is made up of hard, round grains, which makes it perfect for what is known as fractured drilling. That's where frac sand, water, and chemicals are pumped into oil wells at high pressure to fracture rock formations, releasing oil and gas. State geologist Bruce Brown says frac sand from western Wisconsin is some of the best in the biz, and this year, companies looking to mine it came calling.
We saw a really huge increase in interest during 2011. It's almost what you could call a sand rush or a sand boom, and that people have compared it to the gold rush.
Brown says companies have been racing to find the sand deposits, buy up or lease property, and build processing facilities. He says it's hard to know how many frac sand operations there are in the state, but the Department of Natural Resources estimates there are 34. But Brown doesn't expect the sand rush to last.
Within a year or two, this is going to settle down, and by that I mean we're going to come to an equilibrium where production, as it's coming online, is going to catch up with the demand.
Pat Popple lives in Chippewa County, which now has 6 sand mining operations. She's been a leading voice of opposition to frac sand mining. Popple says people were caught off guard by the mines, but now citizens are taking part in public hearings for new ones.
It's an awakening, and for me, that's a good thing, to see that there are more and more people who are thinking, gee, we should ask questions about this, and we should find out more.
Popple says frac sand companies are still seeking permits, and she expects plenty of mining activity in 2012. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.